Welcome back to the Crazy Agent Podcast, diving in on the art of networking. One of the biggest differentiators here is your follow-up. I'm amazed at how people go to a networking event, a networking opportunity. They meet some great connections. They talk with people, and then they don't follow up. Or somebody follows up with them, and they don't follow up back. So to me, it is a complete waste of time to go to a networking event, build relationships with people, have great conversations for 2 hours. You might talk to about 4 to 8 different people. And if you don't follow up with those people within a timely manner, then it was all for naught. So think of it from this perspective. You want to have a strategy when it comes to your networking activity after you have those conversations. The number one thing that I would say is follow up with people within 24 hours. If you're not following up people on a very timely manner, you're not going to create a sense of urgency of why they'd want to meet with you. Why do we want to continue to keep the dialogue? Remember, networking isn't selling. You're not following up with them to be able to make a sale for the products or services you offer. You're following up with them to be able to make sure that they understand that you want to be someone of value. You want to be the go-to person in their network, and that if there is someone, you want to be able to make sure that then you're seen as the second chair, if you will. And then eventually you want to be seen as the first chair. So that way, when opportunities arise where they need your expertise, you're the one that comes to mind. So after you meet with somebody, within 24 hours, put them into your CRM. I use HubSpot. Number two is shoot them an email. Now, I have a template that I created in HubSpot to make this even easier. I would encourage you to do the same, whether a template or a copy and paste from a Word document or a saved draft, and then send that out to them. Make some adjustments, of course, based on the conversation that you had. So for example, went to a networking event just the other day, and I'll follow up with Jimmy. Jimmy is a mortgage lender, particularly though in houses, $500,000 or more. And so I'll reach out to Jimmy and say, hey, Jimmy, it was great meeting you the other night at the networking event. Always great to meet a fellow father that has multiple children. We talked about that. I had 5, he had 4. And then after that, I'll say the message says something along the lines of, looking forward to continue to build a business relationship. Would love to be able to have an opportunity to dive in more to see how we can be more collaborative with each other and open each other's networks and be true strategic partners. Maybe there's an opportunity we can Zoom or grab a coffee or lunch. What works well for you? Here's a link that you can be able to schedule at your convenience. Look forward to connecting. And then in that link, it's for me, it's my HubSpot calendaring link. He clicks on it. He finds a specific time. Now I give 2 options when you can meet with me. It's either for 30 minutes or for 45. It's called a strategic session with Sherman. I like the value of alliteration. I like the sounds of alliteration. That's why I went with that. And then that way I can continue to move forward. And that all happens within 24 hours of meeting with me. A lot of times, depending on that evening, I might be able to meet those connections and I'll send those out immediately that evening. If not that evening, definitely the next morning. So I'll literally start my number one thing, as long as I don't have any meetings or that's pulling out my calendar. That's the first thing I'm going to do is follow up with those networking, because I want to be able to treat with respect those conversations that I have and continue to keep those relationships flowing. At the same time, we're going to continue to talk about how you can continually follow up with people in your network to keep it alive and strong. So, question to ask yourself, what is my strategy to follow up with people that I just met at networking events? Sherm's out.